Now, here's your host, Tom Donahue, an investigative broadcaster and a man on a mission.
More on the wonders of nature and nutritional science and food is your best medicine for the most part. And let me just go into a mineral, a superstar mineral that many of you probably have heard of that is now linked in a study that seems to have an amazing impact. Whether you recover from the C virus or you recover faster, as it relates to selenium. And selenium, identified in Science News in a major international research study that was published in late April, and so the coverage came in late April, early May of this year, 2020. So Professor Raymond at the University of Surrey has identified a link between COVID-19 cure rate and regional selenium status in China. Publishing their findings in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, researchers using the data investigated possible links between selenium levels in the body and the cure or death rates of those that contracted COVID-19 in China. Selenium is an essential trace element obtained from your diet. Rich sources come from fish, meats, cereals, grains, which has been found to affect the severity of a number of viral diseases in animals and humans. For example, selenium status in those with HIV have been shown to be an important factor in the progression of the virus to AIDS and death from the condition. China is known to have populations that have both the lowest and the highest selenium status in the world due to geographical differences in the soil, which affects how much of the trace elements get into the food chain. The professor went on to say, quoting from the study, that given the history of viral infections associated with selenium deficiencies, we wondered whether the appearance of COVID-19 in China would possibly be linked to the belt of selenium deficiency that runs in certain geographical areas. Examining the data that was collected, researchers found that the areas with high levels of selenium were more likely to recover from the virus. More convincingly, the researchers found that the COVID-19 cure rate was significantly associated with selenium levels as measured by the amount of selenium in the hair. So there you go. Selenium is generally in most multivitamins, which that's why I always recommend to people. It's a suggestion, not a requirement. You know, you got to decide what's in your best interest, health-wise, medically. But I feel that if you're looking at car insurance and you want just basic liability, you know, just general protective coverage, that's how I feel about taking a good balanced vitamin and mineral supplement beyond individualized supplements. And so I just think that it's important. And of course, you want to be able to access selenium from the foods. And so it depends on how, you know, the animals are fed, depends on how how rich the soil is in terms of nutrient value, hopefully not devoid of those key essential minerals, and can be incorporated not only for this particular epidemic or pandemic, but other viruses, other flus, other infections as well. So we've talked about zinc, another mineral, zinc activators. We've talked about quercetin, a bioflavonoid, antioxidant. We've talked about vitamin D and UV light. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail about ozone. You know, there's the Rife technology. There's ozone, you know, negative ions. There's a silver, you know, colloidal silver. There, if topically, there's a very good clear gel called Silver Biotics that's carried in Vitamin Shoppe. The reason I like that is not only because it's a good quality silver that you can use topically for, you know, the skin and giving your skin a protective layer, but they offer it in a 4-ounce size. So many times if you want to get a silver gel or silver cream, it's only offered in a 1/2 ounce or 1 ounce, and it's very expensive. So that's another thing. When I said vitamin D, I was talking about sunshine as well as, you know, the UV light that can come from the sun itself, but there's also UV lamps and light bulbs that I haven't really studied in detail, but might be something that you might want to have within your own when you're indoors. I mentioned the Brazilian pepper tree. Remember that call that the guy that actually did a YouTube video and did a lot of research and called into the Bill Cunningham show? That's something that could also be looked at. You know, all kinds of herbs and spices. You know, I'm a big fan of ginger and cinnamon. Now, in terms of multiple vitamins, gummies are very basic. You know, VitaFusion is a good brand, but I think that most of us really want to go beyond that. Some people believe that food-based, where it may have certain enzymes, other bioactive live forces, if you will, meaning it could have probiotics, there could be other plant and fruit extracts. Now, something I take that is pretty reasonably priced, depending on where you go, Nature's Way has a particular multiple vitamin mineral called Alive. And the reason they say Alive is because they have orchard fruits and garden vegetable power blend. And I'm not saying that it's going to do all that much more, but it doesn't hurt to have that. And then, of course, you've got all the different vitamins and minerals in balance. Now, some people like going more garden, vegetable, fruits, where the percentages of the vitamins and the minerals are a lot less, but people feel that they're more of a food base that has greater absorbability and utilization. Again, that's something that, you know, you can always look at. Now, in the last year, I have been taking 2 different vitamin C's. You say, well, why am I doing that? We all know the power of vitamin C, the healing power of vitamin C. Through the Vitamin Shoppe, I came across 2 that I really liked. One is, they're both called Active-C, you know, Active C. One is with bioflavonoids, and the other is Active-C+. Now, the reason I like, and you can hear the clanging of the vitamins, is that I like the fact that it's got a nice mix of the bioflavonoids. And in this particular vitamin C, it does have the calcium, magnesium, and zinc. I like that because it does, and then it has black pepper concentrate that actually helps in the absorbability. And you'll see that more and more in vitamins and supplements. Now, the Active C+, the reason I like this, and this was before we got into all the C virus, you know, the coronavirus, the China virus. It has 25 milligrams of quercetin. And, of course, you know, I've talked at length about quercetin and, you know, foods that have the bioavailability of the quercetin. But I just feel like this helps. It gives me greater reassurance besides the teas and the foods and that I'm getting my quercetin. And it also has the orchard fruits and vegetables. Now, this C is also balanced for greater absorption and greater chances of being fully, or at least in most part, being utilized, having that calcium, magnesium, and zinc. Continuing on with that thought is that you probably have heard of ester C. Well, ester C is a C that is buffered. Typically, they'll use calcium and magnesium. And I was starting to talk about the fact that with having a sensitive stomach, I have to be careful because and it's not just me, but many people, they'll burp or belch up and feel this digestive discomfort because they're not able to, you know, break down, digest, assimilate, utilize, which means that not only are you feeling somewhat nauseous, but you're not really getting your money's worth because the body's not properly utilizing those vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and other related supplements, you know, and nutrients. So by buffering it, that is something that's very helpful. And again, omega-3 fish oil, and I just tasted it the entire day. So all of a sudden I did a little research and found there was a burpless, meaning that you will not taste, and if you're not tasting the omega-3 fish oil, then it's just like taking any other supplement. And what they do is it just has a protective coating that it takes a little longer to break down so that you're not going to be tasting that. And I can tell you that it's 100% effective, that you don't ever taste anything fishy. And so it's called burpless. And I really like, you know, being able to take my fish oil without having to taste it. Okay, just like if you have to take cod liver oil, that's pretty difficult. But still, all real healthy stuff, but some people it doesn't bother them. It's like for me, if I'm eating onions, that's going to affect me, but garlic does not. And as I mentioned before, garlic is a natural antibiotic. And so not only does it kill all kinds of parasites, but also kills viruses, fights the common cold and flus. And so I think having a diet rich in garlic, although you might want to have your mints available, because that could be a little bit strong. Now, we were talking about the immune response, the immune system, and I think yogurt and all fermented foods would play a crucial role, bolstering and boosting the immune response. Am I kind of round robin here of all the different things that, all these different things that could be helpful, that can be preventative, that can be restorative, that can play some role, and in some instances, a significant role in protecting oneself against not only the C virus, but any flu virus, infection, and disease-related phenomenon that can occur within one system.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Let's get back to the Tom Donahue Show. Always authentic, independent-minded, and truth-seeking.
There's been a lot of talk about quinine, tonic water, and the readings that I've done so far, of course, almost every source is trying to debunk it. I thought that even though the New York Post was doing somewhat of a debunking, the headline in the New York Post was, sorry, but the quinine in tonic water can't protect you from the coronavirus. But they did have a lot of interesting facts and figures in here that, you know, I think are helpful, useful. I'm not going to allow a newspaper publication, even though it's owned by, you know, Murdoch and Fox. I'm not going to, just like with hydroxychloroquine, I didn't buy into, you know, the media's presentation and presumptions, make up my own mind. And I always encourage you, the listener, to do the same. So here is what the New York Post had to say. It said, here's how the rumor started. The cocktail mainstay contains small amounts of quinine, a tree bark extract that has medicinal properties. It's been used to treat malaria and restless leg syndrome. Quinine's been in the news because a drug chemically related to hydroxychloroquine, a cousin, if you will, is being used in clinical trials and prescribed in Europe as a potential treatment for coronavirus. So naturally, people are stocking up on tonic water. The jury's still out whether or not hydroxychloroquine works against COVID-19. Historically, tonic water used to have more quinine. When sailors invented the gin and tonic in the early 1800s, they did so because adding gin to their bitter medicinal tonic, a mix of quinine and water, made it more palatable. But the quinine in tonic water today is a minuscule amount. And the drug they are looking for, and the drug that they are looking at, hydroxychloroquine, is not quinine. It's a cousin. In the same family, but not the same. The thought, though, is it affects immune function and may help your body fight off viruses. So basically, if you have the coronavirus, chugging tonic water won't do much beyond helping you keep hydrated. I say you don't have to have a single element as reliance or an insurance policy. But if you like drinking tonic water and it has the quinine in it, even though it's in smaller amounts, by all means, go for it. It's not going to hurt. It does come from a natural source. Hey, by the way, you're going to be keeping yourself hydrated, which is always a good thing. So I'm looking at Live Science, their article as it relates to quinine. And they also discuss the fact that, you know, quinine is a cousin to hydroxychloroquine. And the fact that quinine is still used as an anti-malaria drug. There is, you know, science that backs the fact that it could play a role. And if you like drinking tonic water, I mean, I say go for it. And, you know, but don't just rely exclusively or solely on quinine and tonic water. So you might ask, well, how much quinine would I find in a liter of tonic water? Well, the answer is based on various sources. One happens to be Harvard University School of Medicine, because they were addressing leg cramps and other reasons that people would be interested in utilizing quinine, whether it be from tonic water or through medication in tablet form. And based on the analysis in terms of its content, tonic water contains no more than 83 milligrams of quinine per liter, a much lower concentration than the 500 to 1,000 milligrams in a therapeutic dose of quinine tablets. So drinking a few ounces of tonic water shouldn't be harmful, but it isn't likely to prevent in total. So I'm looking at medical news today as it relates to quinine. And it says here that many people believe that drinking tonic water helps with nighttime leg cramps and restless leg syndrome. However, there's no scientific evidence verifying this belief. But we know that doctors prescribe quinine for those particular conditions. So it's interesting how they'll say something is an approved cure, but doctors prescribe it. Some people it does work for. So I wanted to look into a little bit further what actually is tonic water. And many of you probably know more than I do about that. And I've had tonic water from time to time. And when I was a younger guy and I was in more social settings, sometimes on occasion I would have a gin and tonic. and it was actually pretty good. But nevertheless, tonic water is a bit of a misnomer. Sure, the bubbly drink starts out as carbonated water, and then quinine, a bitter alkaloid once used to treat malaria, is added. Nothing wrong with that, but most store-bought varieties also add fruit extracts and sugar. So in some ways, it's kind of interesting with there being medicinal purposes for quinine that the FDA, thankfully, has not stepped in. The AMA, you know, the medical czars, to stop tonic water from being, I mean, because they could still have the carbonated water and the fizz, but they could leave out quinine. It's not like quinine was naturally occurring in the carbonated water. So I think this is kind of interesting that it's still in the tonic water. And I hope that the Trump administration just know that something like this is potentially in the works. That because so many people are buying and even hoarding tonic water because of the quinine, even though it's 83 milligrams at most in a liter, that's still going to have some effect on the biochemistry within the body. At least that's my belief. So again, I'm just hopeful that because it is Trump, because it was taking hydroxychloroquine, the cousin to quinine, himself, and he was the one that helped push this. And because of Laura Ingraham and Sean Hannity and Fox News, not all of Fox News, but, you know, the nighttime shows, they call them the opinion shows, they got behind this, and many, many medical doctors have. I just hope that tonic water will remain as it is. And I want to do a little more research onto, are there companies that are producing the tonic water that would have A, less sugar, B, maybe even more quinine. So it's something that we could, you know, certainly dig deeper and delve further in detail on this. But I just wanted to get some of the generalized, basic, fundamental, foundational information to you from what I've been able to gather. And the other thing I wanted to say in closing, beyond all these potential curative, regenerative, preventative vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, supplements, foods, etc., that we've discussed, I don't know why we don't hear that, okay, if we have an FDA and we have the medical czars that are vehemently opposed now to hydroxychloroquine, what were they treating? What were most of these hospitals treating these patients with? We do know that some, because it came out early on, were being treated with hydroxychloroquine. But I would like to know what, beyond these ventilators, and maybe, you know, some sedatives, and maybe, you know, some IVs, what were the drugs, or the cocktail of drugs, that were administered to fight COVID-19, you know, the C virus, the China virus? But they don't talk about that. But I suspect, and again, this is just my theorizing, that most were using hydroxychloroquine. But because anything that Trump favors, anything that Trump touts, promotes, or utilizes, then it can't be any good. And that it has to be demonized. And it has to be marginalized. So it's being politicized, for sure. But I look at the preponderance of evidence. I look at, you know, the size of the studies. I look at the credibility of the studies. And I don't just say, oh, a study came out today, and just accept it at face value, because of whatever the university source is, or the governmental source, you know, or who's gotten behind it. So until we meet again, I'm Tom Donahue for Tom Donahue Show, Tom Donahue Reports, and that's why you say reports, because I'm doing a lot more reportage and greater analysis than my commentary and opinion. So stay healthy, stay well, be blessed, and I'll keep delivering these type of programs on a weekly basis.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.